Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Craft 44, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kit Branch on location. Well, not actually on location tonight, but during the season we'll be at Craft 44, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Pirate Show is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Craft 44. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
Hey, how you doing, Kip?
I'm doing good, Coach.
I'm used to having the applause from the Booster Club and everything when we do this part, but we're by ourselves tonight.
We're by ourselves in the brand-new Brunswick High Field House. It's just renovated, and we'll get into that in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about that. But, Coach, this is your second year at Brunswick High. You know, year one was kind of a transition year. You coming over from Pierce and coming in here and trying to start maybe a little bit later than normal than you're accustomed to. But this year you've got everything going, off-season work right after Christmas, and you're officially the full-time head Pirate football coach now. Talk a little bit about the transition from year one to year two.
Well, this transition I feel is a little bit more unique, and this is what I mean by it. When I first got here, we had a senior-loaded team, you know, a team that had a lot of experience behind it, and you come here and you manage those group of athletes, and you get them to try to buy into your system the best you can. But you know, it's their senior year. That group had three different head coaches that they had to do in a 4-year period. So, and they were a special athletic group, but there was a big group. There's 32 of those seniors. And you know, while we're talking about them, I would like to say 18 of them are off playing college football right now. So that's huge. So this year is more, to me, feels more like a year one, and even though it's a year two. And the reason being is after all these graduated, even the kids that have been in the program, they don't have very much experience. Even the seniors that we have this year, they played very little varsity football, and some played zero varsity football. So when you look at that, it's really like taking this program and like almost from scratch and rebuilding it. So this is a rebuilding process. I'm excited about this process. I got a lot of very young, talented players that put in a lot of hard work this offseason. We hit it, the grind hard as soon as the season was over, and we identified the players that we knew that were going to be coming back and that we needed. We made sure that we got them in the right classes for weight training. We started the early morning practices, or not practices, but conditionings, you know, in the off season. We brought in, you know, some guest speakers, some former Pirates came in and talked, Justin Coleman being one of them, and now Tracy Walker, who's joining Darius Slay up there in Detroit. He came and talked to our kids about the importance of hard work and making sure you maintain that right path. And these kids bought in, and they're buying in. They're great kids to teach and to be a part of, but they're just young. Yeah. And when they're young, you have that inconsistency. And we're going through those growing pains right now, but I think this group is going to get it, and once they get it, watch out.
Coach, when you took this job, there was some plans in place to renovate and do some things here at the high school. We're sitting in your brand-new office in the brand-new Brunswick High Field House. Talk a little bit about what that means for you and your program as you build a program here.
Well, you want to build a first-class organization, and it helps when you have first-class facilities, and that's what these facilities are. This brand-new facility that we have, we got to make sure we keep it up, keep it looking like it does right now, but we have exactly what we need to be successful as far as plenty of media, you know, in here with our computers. We've got a computer lab in here. We call it the war room, mm-hmm. where all of our coaches go in. We have a couple breakout rooms that that we have for our coaches. We have a multi-purpose room that we use, and then two nice-sized locker rooms, a good storage area, a little kitchen, you know, in that area, a good-sized washer and dryer, just things that you need, a space saver for our uniforms. So it's a really nice, some good, you know, sturdy cabinets, things that you need that take advantage of when you have them anyway.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, every year the President of the United States gives a State of the Union address. What's the state of the Pirate program at this point in time?
Well, excitement.
Yeah.
You know, if you said it in one word, it would be excitement. This team is full of energy, and the youth, you know, that's another thing. It's a young program with a lot of young talent, and you know, and you also have a couple older guys. I want to say that my offensive line in particular, with being led by Warren McClendon. You know, that group, that's a veteran group, and they're going to do a good job and get us to where we need to be.
You brought up the position groups, Coach. Let's just take some time here and let's just go through them. And I'll start at the group that I know the least about, would be the defensive line. You talk a little bit about that group?
That group is strictly by committee. I mean, now, if I say one person's name in particular that has the playing experience that's coming back, it's Justin Acker.
Okay.
Justin Acker was a sophomore last year. He's a junior this year. He got a lot of playing time on the defensive line. He played nose guard and some defensive end. And right now, with us changing our scheme from the 3-3 stack to a four-man front, we're moving him out to a defensive end, and he's going to be one side, and he brings a good experience. And then there are other defensive ends that actually converted linebacker that is long, he's fast, he can really get after it, and his name is Octavius Butler, and he's a sophomore.
He played good last week in that scrimmage.
He did. Yeah. He can rush the passer. He's very good against the sweep, and that's something that we need to be improved upon, which we weren't very good against that last year. If you remember, teams were able to get outside on us quite a bit. So he helps us in that aspect. Jalen Carter is a big body inside that's a transfer that came here. He was at Pierce County last year, and he moved over to Brunswick. He's actually from Brunswick originally, moved over to Pierce County. He was there his sophomore year when I was there, and then you know last year he stayed on at Pierce, and now he just moved on over here, and he's going to help us out tremendously at defensive tackle. And then Anthony Scott, he's a senior defensive lineman that was a JV player last year, and he's going to give us some good playing time there. There's another senior named Keith Garrett. Keith Garrett came here as a defensive lineman. He moved here from Texas mm-hmm. last year, and then we converted him to O-line,
okay.
and now he's back to D-line. So, yeah, those guys are going to be the main ones. Then you have another converted offensive lineman that we moved over to D-line named Xavier Stevens. So he was a little small guard that we had him. He actually started the first game for the Pirates last year.
Yeah.
So Xavier Stevens is now also on that defensive line. And there's a few others that are going to be in there in that mix. So we're going to roll a bunch of bodies.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Kraft 44, the only Kraft burger place on the mainland, on New Jessup Highway, in the old Roasting Jack. Kraft 44 selection makes the mouth water. Try the Korean barbecue burger with a glaze of Korean barbecue sauce topped with a kimchi slaw. More than just burgers, too. Wings, salads, subs, full bar, daily lunch specials, live music, and 7 55-inch TVs. Kraft 44. 912-275-7135 for pickup. And find them on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Don't miss Southern Hardware's one-day sale on September the 15th. All Echo equipment will be 20% off. That's right, all Echo equipment, 20% off. Come on in and check out the Husqvarna line of chainsaws as well. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
All right, welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Brandt on location from Craft 44. This segment brought to you by Craft 44 and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Actually, Coach, we're in the field house tonight. Craft 44 is not opened up yet. Brand new restaurant. We hope to be open next week for the first official in-season show. Coach, linebackers, we lost a ton last year.
And every one of those linebackers are now playing college football.
I heard from Cam Futch today, and he was telling me that he's running with the twos at West Georgia.
Yeah, and Tevin is running with is getting some reps in with the twos also down in Valdosta. You know, and then you have Sherrod Frazier out there in Arizona, you know, a junior college out there. All those guys are supposed to be doing pretty good.
And that's the position group that coming into the season that you had to replace.
Correct, and we are replacing it with some young guys. Ryan Buckley was a sophomore last year. He's going to be a junior this year, and he got a little bit of playing time behind Cam Futch. Okay. If Cam went down or we moved Cam somewhere else, he came in at that linebacker spot. He got significant playing time in the Richmond Hill game. Mm-hmm. So he has a little bit of varsity playing time. The other one that was a defensive back last year, like a strong safety, we had to move him to like a Sam linebacker, and the scheme we're running was Stacey Young. And Stacey Young's doing a phenomenal job in there, and he has a lot of experience coming back. Another guy that we're missing big time that wasn't a senior that was supposed to be a Division One outside linebacker for us was Xavier Pearson. But, you know, losing Tay, that hurts, you know, bad. But there's a guy named A.J. Wilson that's stepping up in his place, and A.J.'s going to do a good – A.J.'s only a sophomore. So A.J.'s going to step up in his place, and he's going to do a good job.
Coach, you know, we talked about Tay, and we lost him during the offseason to a tragic accident. Have you ever been affected by anything like that as a football coach? And is there plans to maybe dedicate some of the patch or something or dedicate the season to him? Because he was – a hard-working kid and one of the kids that you were really counting on this year.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. A couple things we have planned. One is we're going to have a sticker, which it's not in yet. It's a flag, mm-hmm. and it has 28 on it. And when that gets in, we'll be putting that on the back. Well, you won't see it in the coffee game, but the next week we should have it. It's a flag with the 28. It's going to be on the back of the flag. We have his locker.
Right.
And we put his game jerseys in his locker, his helmet, his shoulder pads, everything's in there. And it's basically just being memorialized right now because he's going to be a senior this year. We took his number 28, out of the circulation for this year. His jersey he wore last year will be given to his mother. And his home jersey, the blue one, is going to be in a frame, and it's going to be hung up in the new field house.
That's great.
Oh yeah. So, and then his mom, she stays so involved. She's so good. She feeds our kids all the time. She brings food once a week throughout the summer. She brought a tuna casserole for us a couple of weeks ago. She brought us some spaghetti casserole, and she stays involved with the kids, and she's going to be at every one of our games. She was on the sideline last week.
That's great. You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, an area that I feel pretty good about, keeping in mind I'm not a football coach, I feel pretty good about our secondary.
Now, I'll tell you what.
Yep.
Me too, except for today. Today, our young receivers torch our secondary. But our secondary is pretty solid. You know, you have Demetrius Hardy, who can play corner and safety, that does a really good job. He's a really good athlete, good return man. And then the other corner is Peter Sheffield. Peter Sheffield is a 4-4 guy, great cover guy. You know, we just got to make sure he does his assignments the correct way. But when he does, he's on, and he can really help us out back there. And then Freddie Towns, another very talented individual that's playing some strong safety type that can do a good job back there. Billy Anderson, a converted wide receiver that is a does everything right type of kid. He might not be the best athlete, but he doesn't bust coverages. He makes all the right checks. He does a good job. He'll be playing a little bit of safety as well. And then we have Devin Lafayette. Devin Lafayette has really come on strong. He was a JV player last year, but he grew 2.5 to 3 inches over in the offseason. He put on a lot of weight. He's a real physical kid, and I expect him to have a really big year this year.
Coach, an area that we vastly improved on last year was special teams as a football team from the 16 season to the 17 season. Talk a little bit about special teams, return guys, kicking game, punters, the all of it.
I believe we're going to be solid in the special teams as the year progresses. Right now, we're having some little issues in the special teams. Hopefully, we'll get them fixed. But when you don't get to do a live special team, this is going to be the first time we've gone live. Will be Friday night versus Coffee County. And that concerns me a little bit. We're replacing a brand new kicker. We're replacing our punter. We're replacing our long snapper. We had a very good one in Ty who graduated and is now at Valdosta State running with the second team.
Yep.
He's second team center, and he's probably going to be the first team long snapper when it's all said and done. But, you know, we got two new kickers we're breaking in. They're both, you know, working real hard. And then you have we're going to have a new punter. Rich Berg's probably going to be our punter. And then Kyle, we'll back him up. And Kyle will also back up the kicking spot. But we're going to be solid. I just think we need experience, and we're going to need some live rushing. By the time we get to region play, we'll be in good shape.
Coach, our wide receiver group, who look really good at practice today. I was out there watching practice, and they look like
young group,
just world beaters out there today. Young, talented, a lot of potential, a lot of underclassmen there that means we're going to be set in a position for the next few years. Talk a little bit about your wide receiver group.
Yeah, I honestly think as soon as this group understands what they're seeing, as soon as they understand how to play this game, read coverages, they're going to be dangerous. We got some speed. We got some size. We have kids that have good hands, and they want to be playmakers. You know, we got to work on our blocking. They got to get better there. And they got to work on their consistency. I mean, in the spring game, they made some good plays, but we also had 7 drops. So we'll get better there. But you have, I'm going to start with our senior that went down today with an injury, Jalen Jones. Jalen Jones he's a 6'2 kid inside. I'm hoping he can come back and help us. But he was a very good blocker, and he was a great route runner. He had good hands. We're going to miss him Friday night, obviously, but we have a sophomore that's very, very talented that's going to be taking his place with Xavier Bean. Xavier Bean has really soft hands. He's 6'2 himself. He runs good routes. He's just going to have to be in a varsity for the first time in his career.
Did you see the look on his mom's face at the touchdown club meeting? Yeah, when you said, told her he was going to be starting. She looked nervous.
She's as nervous as he is. But, you know, she's probably more nervous than he is. Yeah. But it's going to be I think he's going to do fine. I think he's a competitor. He's been running a lot with the varsity and basketball. So I think he understands how to compete against higher competition.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Craft 44. This segment's brought to you by Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, before we went to break, you were talking about your wide receiver group.
All right, and you know, you remember DJ Whitfield from last year?
Yes.
He's now playing for Valdosta State. Well, we got his younger brother, Amarion. Amarion Whitfield's a sophomore this year, and he'll be playing at the wideout. So we're replacing one Whitfield with another Whitfield. So that's gonna be it'll be fun watching him grow up. But Marlon Carmina, we call him Pac-Man. Him and a kid named Che Foy transferred to us from Glynn Academy. Both of those guys are real, real similar. And they're going to line up in the slot. One's going to line up on one side. One's going to line up on the other. They both are just as deadly. Both really, really quick. Can catch the football. Can run with the football. And so those two will be the dynamic playmakers, where the other two will be more possession-type receivers.
Coach, in your offense, the slot receiver is very, very important. I mean, you throw the ball to the slot receiver a lot. It's a quick two- or three-step drop, and you get rid of the football real quick.
Call it long handoffs.
And just causes a lot of problems.
It does. You try to get the ball to athletes in space, and you know those guys that can make you miss in a phone booth, if we get them the ball out in space, they're going to make somebody miss, and they're going to turn a 2 or 3 yard gain into a 10 or 15 yard gain just with their with their speed. Now Che, we can also line him up in the backfield, and he can also run the football. So that's going to help.
Good last week in that scrimmage against Beach.
He did. So that's going to help us out. You know, Che's a junior, and he's going to help us out both in the passing game and in the run game as well.
Coach, getting to the running backs. I know we've got Jalen Tremings coming back this year, and he's the starter, but he had some good games last year, and we've got some young kids that are ready to step in and do some things as well. But Tremings probably going to be your go-to guy this year.
Yeah, Jalen Tremings, he stays healthy. He'll definitely be the go-to guy. He suffered a bruised hip in the spring game, but not the spring game, but in the scrimmage. But he has run strong. He ran strong today.
He broke a long one right up the gut and ran away from the DBs.
He did. He did. And he, you know, what I like about him with this offseason, how hard he worked, he changed his body type. You know, he slimmed down. He was a little heavier last year, but it was like more body fat. He trimmed all that fat off, and he's looking more like a runner than a blocking back. You know, he had a big game last year versus Camden County, if you remember.
He had a huge game.
He had a 100-yard rushing game, and that was a big breakout game for him. So I was proud of him in that game. And but his backup is going to be a special player in the future. And his name is Jacoby Hill, and he is a freshman. Jacoby Hill has great vision. He is tough kid, and I just think he's going to come in and do a good job. I don't think Jacoby's going to see a snap of JV his entire career.
So you're saying he may get some carries Friday night against
Coffee? He will. Okay. Yeah, he's going to be in the mix. I don't know how much he'll carry the football, but he will be in the mix, and he will be spelling Jalen Tremings along with Che Foy going in the backfield.
Coach, that's one thing that impresses me about you and your coaching style. It doesn't matter senior, junior, freshman, if you feel like they can play, you're going to stick them out there.
Right. That they can protect themselves. When we talk about youth and being a freshman, the number one thing over athletic ability is, can they protect themselves? Jacoby can. He proved it in this offseason. We put him in with the big boys, and he's been running with the big boys. So I know Jacoby can protect himself and do a good job there. And, he's a 15-year-old kid, or maybe he's 14. But he does everything right. He's a true student of the game, and I'm excited about this kid. He's not scared, and he's going to get the job done. We also have a kid, big offensive lineman named Kiana Charlton, and we call him Blindside.
He's huge.
He's 322 pounds. We put him on the scale. Ooh. He's 6'5", and he's 13.
13.
13 years old. Wow. Next month, October, I think, is when he turns 14.
You were telling me when we were out to dinner or something a couple of weeks ago, you told me that he's going to be the next huge recruit.
Without a doubt. As soon as some of the coaches already know about him, the kid's got tremendous feet to be a big kid. When they find out how young he is and they see him in his mitts, he's got all the measurables and the grades. This kid's going to be a big-time recruit. You're going to see as many guys recruiting him as you did Warren McClendon. And before Warren McClendon, you had old Big.
Demery.
Yeah, he's going to have more recruits. He's going to be recruited like Warren was, for sure.
Wow. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, everything starts in your offense with quarterback play. Talk a little bit about your quarterback and your quarterback position and what you're expecting out of these young kids this year at the position.
Yeah, well, we lost Anthony Mountain for this game. Anthony Mountain came over from GA also, and he was a backup quarterback, and he was competing with KJ Lee for the starting role here. KJ is a sophomore. And Anthony, he hurt his knee in the spring game, and he's going to be out. So KJ Lee will take the helm. KJ was, our projected starter after last season before Anthony moved over here. And, I didn't want to name a starting quarterback yet. I wanted them to keep battling. But, KJ is going to be the starter right now with Anthony on the sideline. But that position group is special. Those boys – even with Cody coming in here, who's a third-string quarterback right now, those guys come in and they try their best to learn. They're the first ones in my meeting. They watch more film than everybody else. They want to learn. They want to get better, and they push each other.
Right.
Like when one's in and the other one's out, they cheer for each other. They want each other to be good, and that's when you know you have a special group.
Yeah.
They are young. They are learning this offense. They're going to be more dangerous every week, and the more they get under the belt, the more experience they get, the better they're going to be. I'm very excited about that unit. I think, especially when Anthony Mountain gets healthy, I think both of those guys can be dual threats in different ways, and I'm really pumped up.
Coach, just hanging around the program. Thank you, by the way, for letting me hang around the way I do. KJ Lee, his confidence level from the spring game through the summer and now into the fall, he's a whole different person from my perspective.
KJ rises to competition.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do to KJ is give him competition, because once he gets competition, he rises up and he puts forth his best effort, and he focuses a little bit more. And so, he has definitely improved tremendously. We got a long way to go. Got a long way to go, but he had a great game in the
scrimmage
versus Beach. I mean, his numbers might not show it only because of the drop balls we had, but he still threw a touchdown pass. He ran a touchdown. I think he rushed for 77 yards, and I don't know how many yards he threw for, but he only did it in three quarters, and he really didn't get to play all those snaps because Anthony Mountain had some of those snaps as well.
And, Coach, probably – the strongest position group on your football team, I feel like, is offensive line, then your defensive backs. But your offensive line, headed up by Warren McClendon, who's going to the University of Georgia next year, three seniors back starting on that offensive line, and some huge, huge kids coming through the program, like you've just mentioned, the freshmen and Wow, future's bright there.
Yeah, you know, that's where most of our experience is. You know, we graduated two really good offensive linemen last year, and Ty Henson and John Cano. But you have four offensive linemen coming back that got playing experience and a lot of playing experience. You have A.J. Kirkland, who didn't get to play in the scrimmage game. He'll be back at center, and he's doing a real good job. He has some big shoes to fill, though, with Ty. Ty did a great job. And then we moved Warren McClendon over to left tackle. And then we got a kid named Xavier Ramsey, who actually played left tackle last year. We're moving him into guard. And a kid named Caleb Cook, he was a freshman last year. He's going to be a sophomore. We moved him over to do a good job at that tackle spot. And then, of course, you got Brett Hall, which is a converted D lineman. We moved him over to the offensive line. And don't be surprised if Keanu Charlton comes along and starts doing real good, that we might use Brett Hall back on the D line to help us against the running some.
Coach, here's a word I've heard you say a lot over the last 8 months, and that is, as it relates to this football team, the word consistency.
Yes.
What does that mean from Sean Pender's perspective?
That's going to make or break our season. You know, if we do not get more consistent, we're going to lose games that we have a capability of winning. We have to make sure we break that barrier. And once we do, I think it's going to click. I think once we become more consistent, I don't see us taking any backward steps. So once we get there, you know, you look at our beginning of our season, we play against two teams that know how to make it to the championship game. You know, Bartram Trail, they lost the state championship in 7A in Florida. And then Coffee, you know, that's your first game of the season. They lost in the state championship in 6A. They know how to get there. They have established programs. So we are going to see where we are in those two games. If we play consistent football and we play solid football and we compete with those two teams, watch out. We're going to have a really good year this year, right? And that's what I'm excited to see, because I know we have the talent to do it. I know we can play with these guys. You know, but are we going to do it and do it on a consistent basis? When we get hit in the mouth, when we have adversity happening and go against us, are we going to be able to play the next play? And we have a motto that we do when we go by, and this goes all the way back to my days at Valdosta State. Play hard, have fun, and expect to win. And we constantly remind our kids about that. And what I mean by play hard is enforce your will. Everybody wants to win, but not everybody has what it takes or the work ethic to will themselves to get to it. You want something bad enough, you know you can get it, and you got to will it. How bad do you really, really, really want it? If you want it really bad, you will work and you'll do anything you can, and you will be persistent to get that. And we get our kids to understand that, so we want them to work hard there. We want them to play to the best of their ability. We want them to have fun while they're doing it. Yeah, you play hard, you have fun. We want relentless enthusiasm, flying around the football. If you make a great play, go celebrate with your teammates. You know, this is a game. Let's play it like a game and have fun. And then when you play, you got to expect to win every snap. No matter who your opponent is, they need to be nameless and faceless. If we go and we expect to win and do those little things, and it's okay. We get our butt beat one play. That's fine. Let's win the next play. All right? And then if you win the next play, well, that's plays in the past. Let's win it again. Play the next play, and that's how you expect to win. And if we can keep that mindset with our kids, we will be successful.
Coach, Coffee County. We traveled to Douglas on Friday night. Jardine Stadium over the years has been a house of horrors for the Brunswick High Pirates. And talk a little bit about Coffee. We know they're going to be big. We know they're going to be fast. And we know they're going to be physical. And that seems to be the blueprint for that football program.
And they got good coaching staff. You know, Coach Pruitt is a coach that's been around a very long time. He tried to get me to play for him when I was a player in Jacksonville. So I go way back to 1989 with Coach Pruitt. But he's a great a coach. They got a good program. We know they're going to be coached up. We know they're going to do the little things right. And that's why we want to play them. You know, we want to play a team like that early in the year because it's a great measuring stick.
Coach, any last comments before we sign off here tonight?
No, just come out and support, you know, your Brunswick High Pirates. Make sure you come to the home games, come to the away games. We're going to be on the road for a month, so make sure you come and do it and watch these young kids grow up. You will see it. You'll see it from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. You'll see it week by week, and I think it would be real exciting and to be a part and say, hey, I saw this guy take his first snap as a sophomore. Now look at him his senior year and watch what he's doing.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Craft 44, hopefully next week, and join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Sean Pender Show. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and as always, Coach,
go Pirates!